You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 879, hour one. I'm Max Shea. We start this hour with Dan Joseph, a composer from Brooklyn, freelance composer and percussionist. He's just released a CD of his electroacoustic works on XI Records. And what we'll hear is one of the versions of Dulcimer Flight that he has on the first CD. There are two CDs here. And this one was recorded at Phil Niblock's Experimental Intermedia project in New York City. And it's an ongoing project that Dan Joseph has been working on since 1998. Not really intended to have a definite final version, just continues to improvise and recreate. It's for dulcimer and hammer dulcimer, of course, and electroacoustic processing. Dan Joseph, we've played a paucity of Dan Joseph over the years. Not a lot of his stuff, but he did study in at CalArts and Mills College under various composers we hear quite a bit on Martian Gardens, such as Pauline Oliveros, Alvin Curran, and Mel Powell. So he's right up our alley. Okay, this is a Dulcimer Flight the EI version, the Experimental Intermedia version, runs just over 18 minutes. Dan Joseph, music for Hammer Dulcimer and electroacoustics. This is Dulcimer Flight. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 879, hour 1. My name is Max, and the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and links relating to the music you're hearing. That was Dan Joseph, who is a freelance composer from Brooklyn, and he has released his electroacoustic works on the Experimental Intermedia Foundation, XI, and that piece was called Dulcimer Flights, the XI version, experiment, or the EI version, the Experimental Intermedia project, as curated by Phil Niblock. And again, that was Electroacoustic Works, the name of the double CD, now on XI, an April 2017 release from Dan Joseph. We'll hear more dulcimer music, hammer dulcimer, a little more of the hammering evident in the listening, not so electroacoustically processed, but very much electroacoustic, in the form of Belgian composer Leo Kupper's Electroacoustic Santur. And the Santur is a Persian hammer dulcimer. And this was released in 1996 on Pogus Productions. Leo Kupper Electroacoustic is the name of the CD. We'll also hear from the late Hungarian composer Erno Kareli, and a CD that RER Recommended Records released in 1995 called Phoenix, the music of Erno Kareli. We'll hear two selections after Leo Kupper. We'll hear Perpetuum Mobile as performed on Zitherphone, and a piece called The Sky for voice and tape from Erno Kareli. Those two shorter selections coming up after Electroacoustic Santur by Leo Kupper in three parts. You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and the Martian Gardens blog, once again, for complete information, is martiangardens.blog, and the what would you call them? I guess you call them the archived playlists of Martian Gardens are also at martiangardens.blogspot.com.
Oh!
We just heard music from Erno Corelli on Martian Gardens. That was from the CD Phoenix, the music of Erno Corelli, released in 1995 on Recommended Records. Two selections, Perpetuum Mobile for zitherphone and electronic processing, and The Sky for voice and tape. Before Erno Corelli, we were listening to Leo Kupper, a Belgian composer, and his piece called Electroacoustic Santer, which is a santer as a hammer dulcimer of a Persian origin. And that was a Pogus Productions release from 1996. Leo Kupper, Electroacoustic. We'll end with more electroacoustic music this hour, with Francis Daumont and his latest release, once again on Empreintes Digitales from Montreal. We'll hear a piece called from his suite called Le Cri du Chouka, the Cry of the Jackdaw, which incorporates settings from Franz Kafka. The piece we'll hear is called Inquietant Étranger, Anxiously Strange, or Strangely Anxious. This is Electroacoustics with a processed voice, Francis Daumont from Le Cri du Chouka.
Le talent que j'ai pour décrire ma vie intérieure, vie qui s'apparente au rêve, a fait tomber tout le reste dans l'accessoire. Et tout le reste, cet affreusement rabougri, ne cesse de se rabougrir. Rien d'autre ne pourra jamais me satisfaire.
Voyage dans les abîmes de notre esprit. Au royaume de l'inconscient. Thank you.
Vater.
Intérieur se divise lui-même, perd son identité et son intégrité. Il perd sa réalité et tout contact direct avec la réalité extérieure.
Il n'y a pas une circonstance dans la vie de Kafka qui n'ait contribué à le partager en deux, à le scinder en deux. Pourquoi ce déchirement? Justement, parce qu'il vise l'unité.
Kafka exploite abondamment un mécanisme de la pensée onirique qui lui fournit le moyen de condenser plusieurs aspects de lui-même en une figure unique.
Warum?
Adios. Adios.